everybody. Welcome back. It's Maryland Morning on 88.1. Thanks for being with us. I'm Tom Hall. On Sunday afternoon at the Gordon Center for the Performing Arts, a classical chamber group called the Ora Nova Ensemble will present a program of music of Jewish composers from the mid-1800s through today. It's the second in a series of programs organized under the rubric of From Darkness into Light, tracing the contributions of Jewish composers from Mendelssohn and Mahler to contemporary composer like Jonathan Leshnoff, who lives in Baltimore and whose music is performed and recorded regularly by leading orchestras and ensembles across the United States. The ensemble was formed by the violinist Mark Singer. He and other members of the group join me this morning in the recital hall of the Murphy Fine Arts Center at Morgan State University, where Mark serves on the faculty. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Tom.
So thanks for being here. So From Darkness into Light is the way you've organized these programs. You did a program a couple of years ago called Suppression and Rebirth. The program you're doing on Sunday is called Exile and Flowering Forth on New Soil. How did you organize the repertoire?
Well, the truth is that I actually started researching this topic when I was working on my doctoral degree at the University of Maryland in College Park. And I found all of these composers that I never knew existed and real masterpieces amongst their works. So it made me kind of take on a mission to make sure that these works are heard more often.
As well as composers that people might not be familiar with, there are some very familiar names, but music that's not familiar by
those names.
And you actually have one of those pieces here to play for us this morning. It's by Gustav Mahler. This is a piece that he wrote as a very young person.
Right. He was 16 years old when he wrote it, and actually he destroyed most of his early works, so we're very lucky to have this work. It's kind of Mahler on hormones, you know, and very passionate, romantic, kind of an obsessive theme that comes back again and again.
Great. Well, let's hear some music of Mahler then, music that he wrote as a teenager. This is his piano quartet featuring the Ora Nova Ensemble here on 88.1. Thank you. music of Mahler here on Maryland Morning. That was his piano quartet played by the Aura Nova Ensemble. Dan Wisner on piano, Mark Singer on violin, Victor Huduko on viola, and Ina Estuyus Bensesson on cello. Thank you very much, Mark Singer. That was just delightful. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Tom.
And Mr. Mahler was certainly a very serious young man at age 16, wasn't he?
Yes, apparently so.
Is there, just like some people say that there is a particular quality to American music, you know, people think of Aaron Copland or something like that, who was also, as it turns out, a Jewish composer. Yeah. Is there a particular musical identity to a Jewish composer?
That's a very good question and a very difficult one to answer. There are composers whose music is deeply connected to their Jewishness. I think that is probably true of a world premiere that we're going to be playing called Adagio, Journey of the Soul, by Ben Schaefer, who's very learned in terms of Jewish texts. And then there are composers that, you know, they're, for instance, there's a composer, I think Jonathan's music, you don't hear it. Sometimes there is an overtly
musical
Jonathan
Leshnoff,
message.
Who lives here in Baltimore, teaches at Towson University.
Absolutely. Uh-huh. Yeah, I think his music, he has written, you know, specifically Jewish music, but also music that, you know, is not particularly based in Judaism.
But John is, of course, a person, because you and I both know him.
Yes.
He's a person of deep faith.
Oh,
and
yes.
Jewish faith is, and Jewish identity to him is very important, certainly. Yeah.
And then we're playing the Shostakovich piano trio in E minor, which is, of course, Shostakovich was not Jewish. However, he identified very strongly with the Jewish people. The piece that we're playing actually was dedicated to the musicologist, the Jewish musicologist, Solartinsky. And it was about the time that word was getting back about the camps, you know, of course, which the Allied forces had liberated. And this piece is also dedicated to the victims of the Holocaust.
Yeah, so it's really quite a broad spectrum
of
old music, new music, and music that's inspired in various ways by Jewish identity. Yeah. The Aura Nova Ensemble will perform music by Ernst Bloch, Jonathan Leshnoff, Ben Schaefer, and Gideon Klein, along with rarely heard works by Mahler and Shostakovich, Sunday afternoon, 2:00 at the Gordon Center for the Performing Arts up in Owings Mills. We've got a link to all the details at wipr.org/Maryland Morning. So what are you going to play for us now? We've got some music of Shostakovich, I guess, huh?
Yes.
And who's going to be playing this? This does not involve the whole quartet. It involves just three of you.
That's correct. It'll be our pianist, Dan Wisner, our cellist, Ina Esther Yost Bensesson, and myself, Mark Singer, on violin.
All right, music of Shostakovich by the Aura Nova Ensemble. On 88.1, it's Maryland Morning with Sheila Cass, reporting from the campus of Morgan State University in Baltimore. I'm Tom Hall. Thank you. Thank you.